You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome back to As the Curtain Rises. Will Kay and Bobby ever be... I'm sorry, you guys, seriously? I'm sorry, it's just... Oh, God, how do you even go on after a performance like Stavros's? You know what I mean? Am I an imposter? Seriously, I'm actually asking. Like, should Stavros be narrating this whole story in addition to starring in it? Like, I'm sad. Like, as Alex Brightman, I'm sad. So this is like, I mean, what are any of us even doing with our lives at this point? And honestly, like, I've had this question for quite a bit now, but how do you actually pronounce Avatar with two Vs? Like, is it supposed to be like Avavatar? Do you just lengthen it? Is it Avatar? I mean, this is, this is stressing me out. To make me feel... Okay, you know what? To make me feel better, let's check in on Emma Olivia's happy love nest and the rest of the gang now, shall we?
Oh, wait, I think it's great that you got the part, Stavros. Really?
It's all because of you. They never would have seen me for a major show like this. Who am I? I don't even have any credits.
I know. It's so funny. It's like you came out of nowhere and now you're going to be a star overnight in my show.
Our show, Emmy.
I can't wait to get to work with you every day, Stavros. I really can't. Yeah, but I think right now I need to, I need to find some alone time and just, I need to get back to my zen. You know, my chi and just get back in touch with the role.
But you don't have a script yet.
Scripts don't matter, Stavros. You'll understand what I mean someday.
Okay. Well, that's fine, actually, because Bobby, Kay, and Thomas, they've invited me over for a work session.
I'm a tree. I can bend. I'm a tree. I can bend.
Okay, I'll see you in a bit. Anything you want me to tell the gang?
Nope. No thanks, Stavros. I will tell them myself.
Well, shady reputations may precede some of our Avatar team members, but we're in gimme-gimme territory now. Watch out, Sutton! Game changer for sure! Maybe those crazy Na'vi ticket buyers are onto something. I don't know about you, but with Stavros on board, I'm buying my tickets now. Betcha producers Steve and Cheryl are feeling very relieved.
Ugh! I knew in my gut! Avatar, even this Avatar, could hit it out of the park.
Oh, please. You did not. Who do you think you're talking to, Steve? We were just given a dreamy life raft. It's not a done deal. It's what we do with this good fortune that will set the world on fire, or not.
You underestimate my genius.
You can be sure of that. Not to mention the fact that we're still creating Avatar the Musical without the ability to use any Avatar movie, story, characters, production design, etc., etc. Stavros' gorgeous voice and gorgeous everything else is not going to make that any easier.
Oh, you're such a downer, Cheryl. This is a marketing guru's dream. Best if you just simply get out of my way and let me work my magic.
In a million years.
There's a bold new approach to Avatar happening right now, and no, I don't mean their insanity by not casting me. I bet the creative team can't wait to put their own spin on things. Hashtag, it's not too late to cast me, Deborah.
Hey, Zoe, it's Gordon Cox at Variety. I host the Variety Stagecraft podcast. I've been hearing so much about Avatar, and I'd really love to invite you to be my guest on the podcast so we can talk about your pretty ambitious plans for this really expensive show. Just let me know what works best for you. I'd love to do this as soon as we can. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Oh, welcome. Please take a seat. No, David Korins. Natasha Katz, thank you both so much for agreeing to meet with us today. You know, your visionary set design and lighting design work is legendary, and we are just so excited to work with you. But let's get right to it. As you know, we open in 6 months, so time is precious.
Yes, absolutely. My pleasure. The show is so thrilling.
And I always love getting to spend time with David. Such a talent, this one.
I mean, I have to say, I am so excited about this. I mean, Avatar. It's just so incredibly ambitious.
You have no idea.
Well, that's what attracted me to this project, too. You know, the sheer scope.
I know, I have to pinch myself. Avatar. And I can't even drink yet.
But of course, we're looking for designers to bring their own style to this.
We don't want to just toss what worked in the film on stage.
This needs to be original.
That's why we hired Zoe, a visionary who can out-Cameron Cameron.
Totally. But of course, there's a few hero set pieces that are totally mandatory, right?
No. I don't think they are. Cheryl?
Oh, no. Fresh slate. That's what we want. And don't worry about breaking any of the Avatar world's rules. That's why we have our science consultant, Andrew Barth Feldman.
I'm here to keep him honest.
Well, I, for one, am delighted to make this project my own. I've already been testing out different blue lights.
Stop right there, Natasha. Stop right there.
No blue here.
I'm sorry?
No blue?
Guys, I thought it too. But Steve and Cheryl brought up a great point. You know, blue is done. Dear Evan Hansen cornered the color in 2016, so we need to be the new kid on the block. We're already re-envisioning this world. You know, we can't afford to throw an existing IP on stage without making it worthy of a Broadway theater like The Hellinger.
That's right. Dear Evan Hansen is a very blue show.
It's true. I was surrounded by blue 24/7.
And we wouldn't want to repeat ourselves, would we, David?
No. I totally agree. It's a real opportunity to show off our creativity.
So no blue for an Avatar musical? No blue?
Yellow and black.
What?
Stay with me. We're treating this as a glimpse at a foreign world, right? You know, this whole other universe set in the future. And I want it to feel like the most futuristic version of a National Geographic issue imaginable. You know, ground this wild new world where people live underwater with a framing device that people can understand.
Underwater?
Instead of flying.
The tie-ins alone with National Geographic.
And the free publicity.
I think this is such a brilliant idea from Zoe.
Aw, thanks, Boo.
This is exactly what a future National Geographic would be covering.
Yellow and black?
Yellow and black?
Yep.
Great to have you on board.
Hello, Deborah. It's Alan Cumming. I got your message about Avatar, the musical. Wow, that's epic. But, you know, please thank Steve and Cheryl. I really appreciate the offer, but it's a no from me. I kind of have done blue already. I think I've had more than my fair share of blue makeup on my face and body for one lifetime. So I'm not really, you know, interested in doing that. Again, if you have any red or yellow or orange roles going, then let's talk. Actually, I'm kidding. I don't want to have any red or yellow or orange makeup on either, ever again. So, yes, good luck. Hope you find someone soon. Bye.
Stavros, tell us everything about you.
Oh, well, there's really not much to tell. I grew up in Paris. Went to school just outside of Boston.
Ah, yes, Harvard.
Yeah, good guess.
Yale man myself. Guess we're sworn enemies, huh?
Anyway.
I took some time off to work as a tour guide on Easter Island. What an amazing place.
You know, when I was little, I thought the whole island was filled with giant busts of Angelica Houston.
Me too.
Really?
Anyway.
And after a while, I felt a need to reconnect with humanity, and I moved to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, well, that's definitely a hub of humanity.
You have such an air of self-reliance. It's reminding me a lot of Dear Hal.
Hal?
Prince.
I can't wait to write for you, to mold and shape Lake after your own interests and attributes, so that you can wear him as comfortably and snugly as a second skin.
And Stavros, stop. Can I call you Stav? Stav? Your voice, it's like hearing a child sing at Christmas Eve Mass. I imagine, I've never gone. But there's such a purity of tone. You know, I was up half the night scratching out new lyrics for you.
It's true, she was. I haven't seen her so excited since this was a musical about the depersonalization of social media.
But now it's this, and we have Stavros. Bobby, Stavros changes everything.
Thank you.
Everything?
Well, not everything. Thomas, do you have a draft of Act One for us to look at with Stavros?
Still cooking, Kay.
Let us know when we can stick a fork in you.
Bobby, you look so tense. May I?
Oh, no. There's really no need to. Okay, no. Oh, my God. Oh. Stavros. Those hands.
I spent some time as a personal masseur for a well-known athlete.
A-Rod?
LeBron?
Cher.
I really can't say.
This is not what we planned, Fernsby.
I don't understand. Stavros is in. This is what you wanted, right?
No, I wanted him to be in the cast, not to be a co-star.
But Lake is the co-lead of the show.
Yeah, before Stavros. He never told me that he could sing. I thought they'd have to cut the role with him in it and turn the focus to me. But now, I'm so angry I could just... Oh, no, Harold, I am not ready to address what is at the root of this, because nothing is!
Are you at your therapist's again?
Emergency session. I didn't know what else to do. Dr. Hay, you can take that wiffle bat and you can shove it up
here. Olivia, I am on top of this, I swear. In fact, I had a call out already to take care of this, and... Nope, that's them calling back now.
Yes! Oh, I knew I could count on you, Maxie. See, Dr. Harold? Do you see how I'm starting to let people in? Ah, feels good. Hey, Dr. Hay, can I get a gold star, or whatever I saw you give that kid last week? You know, and I think it's really unfair that not all of your customers get the same treatment, especially when some of us are better at therapy than others.
Okay, well, goodbye.
Hello, this is Paul Tazewell.
Paul, honey, it's Cheryl. Avatar! What more do I need to say?
You know, I'd love to work with you, Cheryl. But I'm not too eager to work with Steve Jones. I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels that way.
Oh, honey, tell me about it. I'm with you entirely. But I'll protect you. Not to worry.
Well, as you know, I also gravitate to original work. Avatar is already a magnificent blue world with iconic characters. There's not much room for interpretation.
I know that, Paul. And that's exactly why I'm calling you. No blue. And the world is entirely different. We're going underwater.
No blue. Underwater.
Exactly. Top to bottom. A complete reconceptualization of Avatar.
You know, I think that I'm going to have you keep looking around. Thanks, Cheryl.
Paul? Hello? Paul?
Fernsby here.
Hello, Mr. Fernsby. I got your voicemail. What a thrill to hear from you.
Sure.
I know Emma Olivia has really enjoyed all of the Magnolia deliveries. She pretends to throw them out as soon as they come in, but I notice the cartons in the trash are empty the next morning. I love that she sneaks treats out of the garbage can in the middle of the night.
Stavros, look, I heard about the audition. In fact, Deborah sent me a cell phone video she made. What a strong choice. Singing shirtless.
It was by request.
So listen, Stavros. Let me cut to the chase. Let me represent you.
You mean be my agent?
Yes. I want to make sure you're taken care of. After all, you're important to Emma Olivia, so you're important to me.
But wouldn't it be a conflict of interest to represent us both?
Some people might look at it that way, I suppose, but I don't see why. Look, we're all working together in the best interest of Avatar, right? So it makes sense that I'd be the best person to steer the ship.
Uh-huh. It just seems a little bit like a monopoly.
It's a great game, but an ugly word.
I actually don't love the capitalism inherent in that game. I like Clue. I like solving mysteries.
Okay, well, if you want to represent yourself, you're more than welcome to, of course.
Thank you, Mr. Fernsby. It's been nice chatting.
Yeah, no, well, we can keep this between us, right? No need to tell Emma Olivia.
Goodbye, Mr. Fernsby.
Will Bobby, Kay, and Thomas be healed by the blinding power of Stavros' voice and 8-Pack? Will Steve and Cheryl actually have a shot at recouping? Will Fernsby admit he's been outmaneuvered by an Adonis? Will Zoe finally have the male muse she's been looking for? Will this whole yellow and black design thing take off? Will the Broadway Podcast Network's podcast actually chronicle what's really going on behind the curtain? And just how far will Emma Olivia go to sabotage her own big scheme? Tune in next week for some, none, or all of the answers to these questions. Just as a personal note, guys, it's definitely not going to be all. Not going to be all the answers. Just as an FYI, you guys. Seriously. Thank you from the bottom of our cold hearts for listening to As the Curtain Rises. A gargantuan thanks to our brilliant cast. James Monroe Iglehart as producer Steve Jones. Lilius White as producer Cheryl Phillips. Ashley Park as book writer lyricist Kay Fields. Michael Urey as composer Bobby Kearns. Sarah Stiles as diva Emma Olivia. George Salazar as Agent Maxwell Fernsby in the bathroom. Ariana DeBose as director choreographer Zoe Taylor. Andrew Barth Feldman as science consultant Andrew Barth Feldman. Leslie Margarita as the Broadway Disher. Mauricio Martinez as Thomas. Ramin Karamlu as the dreamy Stavros. David Korins as genius set designer, David Korins. Natasha Katz as legendary lighting designer, Natasha Katz. Paul Tazewell as costume designer extraordinaire, Paul Tazewell. And me, the incredible two-time Tony Award loser, Alex Brightman as the narrator! Also, huge, gigantic, stupendous thanks to our phone message leavers, Variety's Gordon Cox and Alan Cumming, who looks fabulous in every color, not just blue. Written by Dori Berenstein and Mark Peikert. Directed by Dori Berenstein. Music, sound editing, and design by Bart Fassbender. Avatar music by Matthew Sklar. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Banshee wrangling by the wonderful Bill Berlone. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Associate directed and sound edited by Marty McGuire. Executive produced by Liz Armstrong. And absolutely everything else by our extraordinary BPN team. Brittany Bigelow, Joanna Nikolova, Katie Rosen, Cindy Schatz, and Beatriz Westby. As the Curtain Rises was created and recorded entirely in quarantine. This Broadway soap opera celebrates and supports the Actors Fund and the BPN Frontline Worker Initiative, which you can find at bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. That's bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. And finally, a very special thanks to our producing partner, Liz Armstrong, for your extraordinary support and inspiration. Bye-bye! As the Curtain Rises through the Sound and Light Initiative is a sponsored project of the Gotham's Fiscal Sponsorship Program.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.